So we just thank God for that. Our callers and also our speaker for today. We have a wonderful speaker lined up for today. Who else do we have on the call this morning? Okay. Well, at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Vanessa to go on and introduce our prayer warriors for today and our speaker, and we are going to enjoy the banquet that the Lord has prepared for us for this morning. Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning to our Master's Call family. We are so excited that each and every one of you have joined us on this terrific Thursday morning. God is a good God all the time. It's what we say as believers, and we bring you the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we're going to be going all the way out to California this morning to Miss Tiffany. If she would open us in prayer, and today Minister Kathy is in the air traveling, so we're going to have Robin close us out in prayer. So Miss Tiffany, if you would come now, please, and give us our opening prayer.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Great. Good morning to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. To God be all glory and honor. Let us bow in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rise early to declare your lordship. We get under the covering of the early riser, and we come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Creator. You are our refuge, our hope, and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And we thank you, O God, because whatever we have called on you to be, you have been that and more. We thank you, Father God, that you love us unconditionally, and we thank you that this morning when we woke up, you gave us new grace and new mercy, your loving kindnesses. We thank you for your protection through the night, Father God, for when we woke up this morning, everything was right and in order, Father God. And I pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive us of our sins, those things that we said and we thought that we did that were against your will. I ask that you would have mercy upon us, Father God. I thank you that you are a God of many opportunities and you allow us to do things again and again. So I pray, Father God, that this day we will dedicate ourselves to you, that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Father, we love you so much. And we thank you, Father God, for every blessing, Father God, that you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you for those blessings that are to come to us. And we praise you right now in advance, Father God, for everything that shall come. We thank you, Father God, for the Master's morning call. We thank you, Father God, that you sent the vision this way to Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa. And we thank you, Father God, that through their obedience, Father God, the Master's morning call has been manifest. And we thank you that you hear the prayers of the righteous, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we thank you that you have shown us, Father God, that your miracles are unexpired, Father God, and that you are still in the miracle working business. So we thank you, Father God, for everything that you continue to show us day after day. Father God, I pray that you would continue to bless these women. Give them strength, Father God. Give them endurance, Father God, and give them the power that they need, Father God, in their lives on a daily basis. I thank you for Artists International, and I thank you for where you are taking Artists International to. I thank you for the vision that you gave to the Diaz de Leon family, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that they are sharing the vision with each one of us, Father God. I pray, Father God, that our businesses will prosper, that our finances will grow, Father God. I pray that you will enlarge our territories, Father God. I pray that you would continue to build relationships, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would continue to bring about peace, hope, and joy in our lives, Father God. I declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, for you are a shepherd, oh God. And we love you this morning. So bless the speaker as they would come this morning, that your will and your word, Father God, will come into our hearts this day. And we'll be careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we love you this, oh, we love you so much, oh God. And we'll bless your name forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray these words. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Miss Tiffany, for clearing the heavens and commanding the morning and making the preaching and teaching of God's word easier. We just love you and so esteem the God in you this morning. Well, again, this is Dr. Vanessa bringing you the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs. I'm down at my folks' house again this morning in Prairie View, Texas. We so welcome you to this call. And we're so excited on this Thursday to have a special guest with us. And before she comes, I want to give and go over just a few announcements. And I'm always so excited every morning when we see new names and numbers come on our dashboard. And we want to always invite you to go to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themasters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com, and there you will find truly a rich arsenal of the Word of God to equip you and strengthen you and encourage you. All of our messages have been recorded there, and you can just click on the link and listen at your leisure and just be empowered and ready to go forward and soar higher each and every day. We encourage you to send the different messages to family and friends and just help us get the word out that the Master's Call is here, all about celebrating our Lord and Savior. Also, we have our email where if you have any prayer requests, comments, praise reports, we love to get them. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We definitely know that it is an assignment and mandate of this call to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, and truly bombard the heavens in prayer and intercession. So we welcome your prayer requests. We get so excited at the faithfulness of God with the praise reports that we have received during our time together. So please avail yourself to our website and let us hear from you from time to time. We also, the thread that binds our hearts together, Artist International, encourage all of us in our artist family to avail ourselves to our back office, the ATC trainings that are going on. There's different workshops. I know today in the Houston warehouse is a broad training with our very own on the line, Martha Marie Preston from the north side of town, and encouraging you all to go out there and those of you in the Houston area and for the many showcases and super savvies that are going on, avail yourself to our back office. We're always having promotions going on, and we're just believing God for the favor to be upon us to have the best month ever in this March. So take time to visit your back office and keep up with what's going on in our great company of Artists International. Well, at this time, I want to bring up our speaker. She's been with us before and has always blessed us so, so much. Our speaker for this morning truly is a minister, a mouthpiece, a worshiper of our Lord and Savior. She is a platinum president with Artists International, and Minister Lanika Scott Held from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I love on her bio where she proudly lets you know that she's a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, a powerful teacher, a mentor, a writer, and a worshiper, and is raising up God's voice during this season to teach people about the wealth within. She is an entrepreneur and a businesswoman of great integrity and is a master on the internet with network marketing coaching, and her list continues. She's married to Greg Scott. They've been married for almost 15 years and have six daughters. Yes, six beautiful girls. So we consider it an honor and a privilege when she's able to join us on each and time she comes. So So without further ado, I introduce to some and present to others God's mouthpiece for this morning, our very own Lanika Scott. Lanika, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much again. You two powerful women of God for allowing me to come on the call and grace the audience this morning and also the family. I tell you, I love family. And if you have your words this morning, and I do trust that you do, we're going to go right on over to 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. I'll be reading one verse on this morning. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. So I'm going to give you just a few seconds to go ahead and get that out. 1 Chronicles 12 and verse 32. The Word of God says, "And of the children of Issachar, so the sons of Issachar, which were men that understood of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200. And all their brethren were at their commandment." And so I'm going to read the first part of that one more time. "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times." And so even as it talks about this in Scripture, in 1 Chronicles 12 and 32, the sons of Issachar, they understood the times. And so one thing that has been so around me in this season is that we've got to understand the dispensation of grace in which we are under as the King's kids. Somebody say amen. And, you know, if you all want to write down a text this morning, you can write down, "It's a new season. It's a new season." Yesterday I had posted on my Facebook page, before I get into that, I just wanted to, you know, say I believe many times Christians and believers, we can get under such a delusion or deception can kick in sometimes. You know, we're just going about our day, just carrying on, going about month. And just as it is in the natural realm, so is it in the spiritual realm, different seasons. That's why God called one spring, he called one summer, he called one fall, and he also called one winter. And in our area, which is the United States of America, we experience in different changes. So in other words, during the spring is really, really nice. I love spring, but also we're going to see some rain in the spring. You know, some days we may wake up, it may be, you know, 50 degrees, and then by the time 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock come around, 70, 80 degrees, okay? Then in the summer, we may wake up, and as soon as we wake up, it's 80 degrees outside. And then in the fall, you know, the temperature will begin to decline, and then also the winter, it will also decline. And we in America, for the most part of us, have had the opportunity to experience four different seasons. And I know in some countries, they, you know, they experience the opposite. Either it's hot all the time or it's cold all the time. But we still got to understand that as God has even set before us natural seasons, so as it even in the spiritual realm. And I posted on my page yesterday, and I said, you know what, this thing has been all on me. Let me just minister right quick from here, from this thing. Don't stay in the last season. God has shifted. There's a new release. There's a new anointing, new revelation, new grounds, new territory, new impartation. There is a new move occurring right now. You cannot operate under the last season of anointing. God is calling for us to come up high. I'm going to read that right quick just in case you didn't catch that this morning. Don't stay in your last season. God has shifted, and I said has shifted, meaning that it has happened already. He's already moved to another place, okay? New release, new anointing, new revelation, new grounds, new territory, new impartation, new move. We cannot operate under last season of anointing. God is requiring for his children during this time and this season to come up. So what we did in the old season may not work in this season. Let me repeat that right quick just so you can have a good understanding of that. What we did in the old season may not work in this season, even as it pertains to our Artists International business. Now, I know I did text out this call this morning, so there may be a couple of people up here who are not in Artists International, but Artists International is a company, for the most part, that we, for those that are on this call, that we are partnered with. It's a company, a health and wellness company that is changing lives moment by moment. It is a company that has allowed, that God has sent to us, that allowed many people people to get out of debt, to allow many things to be broken off of our lives, generational curses broken. So many blessings have been released through Artists International, not only in the area of wealth, but also in the area of health. And, you know, as I was even thinking about this as it pertains to our business on yesterday as I posted it, I said, you know what, it was interesting in that first phase, in that first season at Artists, for those of you who were there, when it hit the U.S., you know, it was always talk about dropping 2 to 3 sizes in 10 minutes. And I'm going somewhere now. If you were on the phone and you have no idea what I'm talking about because you were invited by the call and you don't even know what Artists is, I'm going somewhere. Just stay right in there. I'm going to tie this all in together. But, you know, there was a lot of talk about lose weight now. I mean, drop 3 sizes in 10 minutes. And, you know, how we sold, there was a difference in how we led. I mean, even a difference of how we even treated people. You know, even in that last season, you know, how many got caught up in pride. You know, even there were some areas in my life that I may be very transparent with you, where God had to rebuke me and say, all right, boo, bring it in. You pull it in a little bit. You know, this is not no celebrity show here, okay? This is to show forth my glory, you know, even in that last season. And so even right now, this season is a new season, how now he has even shifted our focus and even our area of interest. You know, and for those of you who know, we were in phase one last season, with now we're in phase two. So even that, even in the natural, that is a new season, okay, for us that are even a part of this company. And so even our focus has shifted to where it probably should have been in the first place. And now we're talking about health and healing and also restoration to our bodies as it pertains to, you know, the nutritional products that we have. We offer. And so we've got to understand that what worked in the last season, we can't continue to try to make that thing work in this season and expect change to do something different. Amen. Glory be to God. This is also a great time in this season where he's requiring us to walk in a greater level of humility and just don't take for granted the blessings and that the hand that has been even upon the company. And even if you're not a part of the company, yes, even for you, it's a time where you're to walk in humility. That is the season that we are in. And then, you know, yesterday, I just want to stop right here and just share with you. Yesterday, I was in prayer, and I could feel literally dots just throwing up against me. I didn't understand where they were coming from. I was in my bedroom, and I stood in a certain area in the room, and I could just feel activity, you know, just dots from the enemy just coming from nowhere. And so even I just want to encourage you right now, this is even a time for us to understand when enemies come up against us and they rise up against us, then God can do the fighting for us. I made a statement recently and talked about sometimes we just got to sit back and allow God and his holy angels to fight the fight for us, because they sure can do a better job than we could do. And so as I began to feel the dots, I said, God, what is this? He took me over to Psalm 35, and I know that this is going to encourage someone, even as I begin to read the scripture this morning. Psalm 35, I'm going to read it in its entirety, because I want you all to know that on this phone line, even in the season that we are in right now, and now I don't mean that we don't fight different things. The Bible talks about the kingdom of heaven suffering violence, and violence taken by force. So there are things sometimes that we still have to take by force. But understand this, God still will do the fighting for you. He will release his holy angels to war up against everything that is worn up against you, provided that you're properly positioned and that you are in place. Glory be to God. He said in his word in Psalm 35, and this is going to bless you all because it blessed me. So I want you all, as I'm reading this word and as God's word is even being spread and read out even in the atmosphere, I want you to think right now in your life where there are enemies against you, not only even in the natural, but also maybe even in the spirit. What you're dealing with, if it's fear, hurt, pain, rejection, depression, finances messed up, poverty, lack, those are enemies. Division, even in your marriage, confusion in your home, destruction, whatever it is that may be, get this. He says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Glory be to God. There are times in our life, and even in this season, I believe that God say, okay, daughter, okay, son, I just want you to sit back, and I'm going to allow my holy angels to be released on your behalf to chase down that very thing that is chasing you. Glory be to God. In verse 6, it says, let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Some of you on this line say, what? The angels can persecute people, or the angel can persecute my enemies? Absolutely. Glory be to God. It is right there in his word. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. Again, I'm going to read that one more time. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into the very destruction. Let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All the bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the adjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long would thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will sing thee among my people. Let them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink their eye that hate me without cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they are opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, I have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them say, we have swallowed him up. Glory be to God. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. There are people out there that will rejoice at your downfall, that will laugh at your downfall, that will laugh when things begin to go wrong in your life. But glory be to God. He is your vindicator. He is your refuge, even in the time of suffering. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for on this line, and I don't even know why God took me this way this morning. And let me just finish reading the scriptures. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So even I just went a different way. I didn't intend on reading the whole psalm, but there's people on this phone right now. In that last season, you tried to fight against your enemy. You tried to prove yourself. have. You wanted to say, hey, I'm being righteous. I'm being okay. I'm being good. I have a good report. You know, the Bible talks about let not that evil be good spoken of. You have had to defend yourself. But not in this season. We've got to understand that this is a new season and a new time. And just as David wrote Psalm in 35 and basically was saying, you know, the same net that they lay for me, allowed them to also get trapped in that same net that they left for me. For those that were mocking me, for those that were laughing at me, even in my downfall or my depressed state, allow that same thing to turn around. My God, glory be to God. I do believe that we are in a season where he will cause his angels to fight against everything that is coming up against us. I do want to encourage your hearts just to stay in the proper position. We cannot eat old manna in this season either. We can't keep returning to the old things that did not work. We've got to ask God for a new mantle, a fresh anointing, a fresh wind of fire to hit us, a fresh new life of intercession, a fresh new life of prayer, because we don't want to miss it. You see, one wrong turn in this season can cause us to miss our blessings. One wrong decision in our season, in this season, can cause us to get off course. And there are even consequences of trying to operate under an old season now in this season. You know, we don't want to get left behind, and we don't want to look up and see other people that is walking under the now season be blessed. The floodgates are open. They're anointed. They're blessed. They're being raised up. They're doing that which God has called them to do. We look up and we wonder what's going on, and we have missed the mark. So as it is, even in the day of Noah, it's going to be like that even now, where people will miss the point where they will hear from the Lord, and they will wonder, why are they doing this? And I also wanted to share this before I close out. This is also a great time of separation, people of God, where God is separating the wheat from the tare. He is separating the sheep from the goat. So just make sure that you're even on the Lord's side. Glory be to God. Again, it is a new season. Last Friday, I was on the phone with a dear friend of mine, and I kept hearing different words in the spirit for her as I was praying. And I hadn't heard this song in a long time. And I said, oh, my God. I said, I hear it's a new season. It's a new day. And when she turned on that song, she began, that the power of God began to just fall down. And so I just want you to turn on that song today. It's a new season. It's a new day. It is going to bless you beyond measure. I'm sorry if I've gone over my time. Thank you so much for allowing me to share, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor Pipe. Back to you.
Amen. Amen. What a word. It's a new season. Don't stay in the last season. You know, Minister Lanika, you were right on target. One of the prayer requests we got this morning was for Dr. Beverly Solomon. And when I was with her even just yesterday, I was quoting to her the 35th Psalm. I was telling her about the angels of the Lord war for us. And when you went to the 35th Psalm, I tell you, God is saying the same thing in the wind of the Spirit. We can't take old wine and try to put it in a new wineskin in this present season. What a word, what a word. You're right on time and on target, and we thank God for you flowing and saying what thus saith the word of the Lord to our Master's Call family this morning. At this time, we're going to have Robin from New Jersey who will come and close us out in intercession of prayer for the next 2 or 3 minutes. And again, the prayer request we received was for Pastor Dr. Beverly Solomon there in Houston, where the enemy is trying to attack her body. We speak healing to her and for the other prayer requests. So, Robin, the floor is yours to pray.
Amen. Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. That is definitely a word for all of us. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we as your children, Father, we are your sheep, Lord God, and we hear your voice. It is a new season. It is a new day. We thank you for a fresh anointing, Father. We thank you for your healing, Lord God, for you sent your word, and you healed her, Father. Anything that is in her body that is trying to latch itself on her dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Because it is your DNA flowing through her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for divine help, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you for all of the prayer requests that have come forward, because we know that your word will not return void unto you. Your word has gone forward in finances. Your word has gone forward in the area of health. Your word has gone forward in the area of depression. Your word has gone forward in the area of restoration of homes and marriages. Your word has gone forward, Father God, to set your people free. And you said everything that has a name bows to the authority of Jesus. So we thank you that these prayer requests, Father God, are answered. We thank you, Lord, that your word is accomplishing everything that it has been set to do in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we will not be just a hearer of your word. We will be doers. We will walk in this new season. We will be sensitive to your voice as you speak to us, Father. We thank you for your angels that are watching over us. Just as Daniel was about your business and he was in a new season, Father, the angels came forward. Just as Job was going through a new season and he had naysayers, Father, but he stayed focused, Lord God, and he came out with a high head. Father, just as David was going through a season, Lord, you brought him out with a high head, and you're not a respecter of people. So we know, Lord God, that as we continue to seek your kingdom, seek your way of doing things, your righteousness, all these things shall be added to us and to the Diaz de Leon family and to your anointed women of God, Father. I thank you, Lord, that they are anointed. They hear your voice. And, Father, that they continue in this season, Father, walking and proclaiming your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you so much, Robin, for sealing that powerful word in prayer and for that time of intercession. Again, Minister Lanika, thank you for that powerful word. And we're so awesomely blessed to have spirit-filled platinum presidents who lead us and guide us, and thus saith the word of the Lord. You so blessed us this morning, and we thank God for you. And Minister Tiffany, Ms. Evangelist, thank you for opening us up with the word of prayer today. And to our Master's Call family, we thank each and every one of you for being a part of this call today. We encourage you to go to Facebook and look up Lanika Scott, L-E-N-I-K-A, or she has a, when you Google her, plenty of websites come up, for truly she is a voice of the Lord on the Internet, and we do cover you in prayer. And thank you again for that deposit. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, Dr. Vanessa, again, we speak blessings to you, and thank you for being a part of our call this morning. And as we always end with the Master's Call, we now encourage you to go out and be submitted to the call on your life from the Master and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day in Jesus. Bye-bye.